This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
This is a stand-up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things every week that make you say the thing that's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
What's going on, everybody?
You know, having a Tuesday. How about you?
Yeah.
When'd you get back?
I got back late on Sunday.
Okay, that was a long trip.
It was.
Yeah, how was L.A.? Did you go to Jumbo's Clown Room?
Maybe.
I forgot about...
I will not...
Do not worry about it.
Say yes or no to... It's legal to go there.
It is. Was there a desperate rush to get there before they call an early last call? I can't say that either. It's hard to say.
Why do they have an early last call? You didn't include that in your recommendation for Jumbo's Clown Room.
Jumbo's Clown... What do you mean early last call?
No, they do like a it's like 1:15 even though they don't close till 2. They only buy in.
As a strip club, which is what it is, if anyone's not familiar, I guess they see the wisdom in being like, hey, let people drink at high speed, and then immediately have to leave.
Fair enough.
Kind of give them like a 45-minute buffer.
Yeah, they don't actually. It's like a burlesque thing more than a strip thing too. So which I didn't.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah. It's like a.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah,
that's my take on it.
I thought it was real neat.
Yeah,
you had some good wedding tweets this weekend.
Yeah, it was at a fun wedding. With shout out to Drew, who does not listen to this, but I told him about it, and his wife Young, and I know. Hey to Dan and Janelle. Janelle, thank you for the photo of the felt moon pies, and I guess Mike and Morgan, and I don't know if Matt and Elizabeth. That's everybody I know that was there.
Wow, are you accepting an award
I'm just
right
doing
now?
A full shout out thing. Cool. Yeah, I'm just, I've become kind of Hollywood now. That's why I'm wearing these sunglasses. I don't know if you guys noticed. I've been wearing sunglasses since I got in here.
Sunglasses, you're wearing a suit with an open dress shirt.
Yeah.
Just really starched lapels.
Yeah, I actually grew a pony nub when I was there.
Pony nub.
Yeah, which, you know, they grow. Yeah. I guess that part of your hair grows faster when you're on the West Coast.
I don't know. It's true. It's like something to do with the time zones.
Yeah, yeah. Which is pretty cool.
And it all just bleaches. There's just sun in everywhere.
Yeah. But hey, you know, Hollyweird, right? La La Land. That's what they call it.
Well, our guest when you were out of town, the very funny Kate Willett, was saying she spent some time on the West Coast and it was like she like learned how to make eye contact with people again when she was out there. Do you feel like you had some human connection and now you have to go back to your New York self?
A little bit. I mean, I spent a lot of time in lifts. That's like what you do out there, you know, like you just drive everywhere.
That sounds like the best description of LA. It's like
I take the bus, man. Like, I'm a goddamn socialist.
You took the bus around LA?
Yeah.
Okay. That's like, it's also just like, yeah, it saves money, but it's like the LA's public transit system is so woefully terrible.
The buses are fine.
Yeah, if you're going like where they need to go, if you're going,
I wasn't really going. Every time I went someplace, I had to get there like right.
I'm not going to shame you for taking lifts. It's fine.
I'm not
the difference
be
is
ashamed.
The difference is that they do talk to you a lot in the lifts out there.
They are a lot friendlier, which is so. I guess I was used to that, and that's fine. Had a great 30-minute chat with a guy about Scientology.
Yeah.
Not that he was a Scientologist. I was trying to get him to become one with me.
Yeah.
No, but. Yeah, no, it was fun.
May I say your thetans are looking fantastic.
Yeah,
robust.
That's pretty good, right?
Wait, they're bad, right? You don't want them?
You don't want them.
Okay,
you don't
never
want
mind.
Thetans?
Thetans are looking weak.
You want your thetan levels to be low.
You
want to
be empty.
I think thetans are like the brainwashed alien ghosts.
Yeah.
Right? They're the bad things.
Alien ghosts.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I like that they go into alien ghosts. So there's like, hey, what's two things people don't believe in? Let's combine them.
That's right.
Oh no, you have you have Bigfoot Loch Ness on you.
Like, I don't know, that's if you just guys, like, yeah, it's like, hey, maybe this religion that sort of a big part of it was founded when the guy had to escape into international waters to avoid criminal charges. Maybe that's not the.
I only trust religious leaders who are in international waters. Yeah. That's where you get all of your divine inspiration.
I find them to be mavericks. I find them to be refreshing.
It's fun to watch them kind of go along with it, though. You know, it's the same with like Mormonism. It's kind of like, only I can see the tablets. it's like, weren't you arrested for being a con artist before? It's like, yeah, but
that was different.
That.
Yeah,
this is different than that. I will say the wedding was fun. I had a lot of fun with our pal Chase.
Yeah.
Friend
of the pod.
And his dog Teddy. No, but the.
Also thing, a friend of the pod.
Also a friend, yeah. The thing that was the funniest thing for me was right before the wedding started, it sounded like the guy who was the MC said ceremony instead of ceremony.
Nice. <Ooh. laughs>
I immediately just thought about, yeah, what if the Crypt Keeper was the officiant?
Just a wedding ring getting put on a skeleton's hand. Yeah.
The ceremony.
Hello, boils and ghouls. Like, we're here to celebrate an unholy matrimony. It's not really the Crypt Keeper. It's like a weird, like, sort of fey.
Yeah. I was going to say it was a little, like, almost Skeletor-ish, yeah, a little, but, like, lower. Yeah,
it felt like a Vincent Pricey sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. It's all the same
they
kind of
the
thing.
Funeral
you get it.
A spooky fey thing.
Yeah.
You know, homosexuality, very spooky.
Till death, don't you part.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, till undeath. It's like, okay, yeah, you got it, man.
To have and to... dead.
it's more nonsensical. Everyone's like, we get it. It's fine.
To halve and to hold. Like, to have, like, you know, cut in half.
Yeah. Ring bearer, more like pall bearer.
There we go.
Hey.
We got it. All dead stuff.
Flower girl, more like bones of a skeleton girl. Throw little bones out there.
Like chicken bones? Like chicken bones.
Yeah, just a
like a Santeria ceremony.
Bones. Yeah. Some hoodoo, some real very Papa Midnight inspired.
Yeah. It was interesting to see the sort of West Coast wedding crowd, what songs kind of went off and what songs didn't, what songs were included and what songs weren't. And
we were talking
playlist.
About this last week too. You go to more weddings than anyone I have ever met in my life, so I feel like you have a good sense of like what's hot on the wedding dance floor in various places.
I haven't even been to there was a year
You're
when I went to like
wedding.
Seven. Like that
no,
was
it's
like
just because we're
27,
comics,
28.
And so all of our friends are intensely immature.
Right,
and
exactly. And Patty knows like real people.
Like everyone I've known in my adult life has been a comic. That's what I mean. I don't mean like exclusionary.
No, I have friends who like live in the house and have like a kid.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't all scurry to corners of like a punk house.
That's right. It's.
So what goes off?
Well, Kesha Die Young was a big one at this one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Wait, is that a new Kesha song?
Mm-hmm. No, it's the one that came out in like 2012.
Timber,
and
way better.
And they stopped
playing.
They played both of those.
Okay.
I think maybe Kesha was like kind of a thing for this friend group who I don't really know very well.
Yeah, yeah.
I just know the guy from college, and then
you know, like that's what their friend group has. When Eli gets married, we'll listen to the WTF with Mark Maron,
Darren Aronofsky
on the dance floor
at the rehearsal dinner. Yeah,
BK Lounge playing BK Lounge at
everyone standing
wedding
around listening to the BK Lounge.
Everyone, I'd like to make a yeah. What would the couple
BK
like
Lounge
for their...
our listeners don't know is a Dane Cook bit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's actually a pretty good bit.
It's kind of funny. You should go listen to it.
It's the first dance, you know?
First dance is
I'm going
to
dance
Lounge.
With my dad to BK Lounge.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah. And then Mr. Brightside, which doesn't really track as a wedding song, but they played it.
People love to sing along to that thing.
I don't know if I've ever heard that at a wedding, though. I can't think
of it. Yeah, it's not danceable, really.
It was literally
it's sing-alongable.
It was just like screaming like the world was going to end. Like, because it was at that point when it was like right in like the 60% of the way through kind of hump.
People coming unglued.
The parents, most of the parents and older people had left, and the rest were like, ugh, we got to get out of here, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Call the car. We have to go. We can't. And this wedding had the classic thing that all weddings should have is that big dog who's like really good on his feet, like really quick
Love
on his feet.
Love that. Oh, my God. My favorite thing in the world.
Dancing machine. It's so good because it's like, who is that and why is he so happy and confident at what he's doing? What's
like,
going
why,
on here?
Where did he get such grace?
Right. Is he like a tackle? Did he play football? Like, what's going on? Why are his legs move so fast?
Yeah.
Action Bronson over here doing cartwheels.
Yeah, just doing fucking ballet kicks. It's amazing.
And I found out the backstory to that guy is that he was a bully for most of the time that they knew each other, and then they became friends later after college.
She gave him all his lunch money back. Yeah. And then they became
That was the wedding gift.
It was a sack full of his lunch. And also,
he unwedgies him.
Yeah, right. He's had a wedgie the whole time. It's like, hey, man, like getting ready to go out. It's like, all right, here we go. I'm just going to, oh, thanks, man. I don't have to have the wedgie.
Means a lot to me, man. Yeah. Thank you.
So that's pretty much what Los Angeles is like, just all that stuff.
Yeah, it all sounds right.
It was, you know, and I watched LA Confidential last night because I'm a hack who, that's how I live my life. But
I love that movie.
I hadn't seen it in forever.
Yeah, it's great.
And, like, I looked up where, like, some of the places were relative. I was like, oh, that's like, I was, like, doing that thing.
I'm, like, such an asshole about that now that I live here. Like, when I see New York stuff in movies, I'm like, dude, that's where we live.
Yeah.
Nope. Zero celebs on my flight back from LAX, which is horseshit. I feel like that's against the rules.
Yeah, you didn't see anybody there, huh? I mean, besides, like, people we know who are maybe, like, more successful than us. But, like, no...
Nobody on the flight at all.
But, like, you didn't see any good famous people in your own LA.
Yeah, I mean, other than people that we know, I saw this guy, an actor named Taylor Nichols.
I don't know who that is.
I thought that was an American...
He's
Idol
a
person.
He's like
Taylor
a.
Hick.
He was
I don't know.
It's Taylor Hicks. So, yeah, I saw Taylor Hicks from American Idol.
I don't know who
the head of the Soul Patrol. he's like an actor who's like a character actor. I just recognized him immediately because I have that kind of brain, which is the thing. I was on like super high alert the whole time I was
there.
Oh, I saw I think her name is Darby something Stansfield. She's the you watch Scandal? She's the lady with the red hair on Scandal.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've only watched Scandal like for a minute and was like, wow, this is really stupid. I can't believe people like this. But I remember her.
This feels like every conversation I've had in a bar when I'm visiting Los Angeles. Like, my friend is Nancy Kirkman. She was on Suits for a while. She's not on Suits anymore. I was just like, oh my God, I don't know who these people are. Please.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm relaying the information.
I never see famous people here and it bums me out. I remember that one time you guys, I would like missed a podcast and you saw fucking like Bob Balaban.
Yeah. We walked next to Bob Balaban.
Yeah.
I'm really jealous.
Behind a band, Bob
Balaban.
I like Bob Balaban.
And then
Bob Balaban.
We saw Ice-T and Coco?
No.
Did we see them or it was during the day?
Yeah,
they were leaving like the Wiggles or whatever concert it was at Beacon Theater.
That's amazing.
And it was
what does Coco look like in person?
Like a cartoon alien.
Yeah. I want to see her weird body.
She's very short, like shorter than probably even shorter than you think.
Yeah. So it's like even more disproportionate.
And she's shaped like a, one of those standing bases.
Yeah.
A hookah. Yeah. She looks like a hookah.
She's hookah shaped.
Yeah, she was balancing a hot coal on her head.
And iced tea. So it's just very funny to imagine him like just like doing everyday things.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And like also like sitting through that concert or whatever it was.
I can't do an iced tea impression, but I'm just imagining him saying the Wiggles and it's making me laugh.
The Wiggles.
Yeah. I don't
gotta take
like...
my kid to see the Wiggles this weekend.
Yeah.
The Wiggles.
I can't little imagine girls with pigtails
sitting behind Ice-T at a concert or something with his little like you know like the trademark Ice-T like tight braid,
the tiny braid. Yeah.
I'd want to fucking yank that thing like a lawnmower start. Like whack. Like sorry, I had to, dude.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good at Twitter. Final Level Gang.
He is.
Yeah.
Like, this page is my chat room. I am the only moderator. It's like, what is going on?
Get in, talk a little shit, get out. Hell yeah, dude.
It's like weird, like tough guy, but also too, like kind of weird deep internet knowledge where it's like, were you on like IRC for a long time?
Yeah, right.
Like, what were you doing?
It's always weird when a celebrity ends up reveals themselves to be like a severe poster brain person.
This on Russell Splaney now and we have people on. One of our stock questions is where did you post? because it's like fascinating to know.
Yeah.
If I ever interview like someone actually famous, I'm definitely going to ask them where they posted.
Yeah. What's your poster's history? And they'll be
like, nowhere. I was the most popular person ever.
Yeah. Like, well, it has to be like someone who like, that's true. They were all cool, so they probably didn't, but it works with wrestlers because they're all dorks. So.
Weird celebrities.
We talked about Ice-T on the Go Off King stream also, Ice-T's Twitter. So I'm thinking a lot about Ice-T's Twitter in the past 7 days.
Apparently. Yeah. It's worth thinking about.
He's
I agree. Let's do these numbers,
yeah,
huh?
Let's do it, huh?
Lego.
Number 5.
All right, so number 5, and we should say, just for transparency's sake, and so nobody yells at us for not using the soundboard enough, we are sort of in transition with sort of the studio and stuff for the equipment, and we don't have access to the soundboard today.
Sorry.
So don't yell at us.
So you're welcome.
Stuff's all going in post.
Here, Shelby, add a random sound effect right here.
Oh, sexy girlfriend.
This is going to definitely be racist, I hope.
Oh, I love that one.
number 5. Number 5 is a story of a hero, really. A hero in our time. I'm talking about
a good man.
I'm talking about a guy named Fred the Goat.
It's a goat.
He is a goat. He is not a man named Fred the Goat.
That's right.
That would be a good nickname, though.
Yeah, like for
can I tell you guys?
A frat guy that eats a lot of trash.
Fred the Goat. I've been thinking about this for like a week. I came up with a really good nickname. I want someone to take it. Happy Hour. Good nickname, right?
That's a terrible nickname.
I would totally hang out with a dude named Happy Hour. I'd be like so excited to see him.
Yeah, but only like during Happy Hour. And you'd get the hell away from him before.
Why? Happy Hour.
Drink that one beer that like tips him over.
Just
into
like somebody that's like drunk during the day a lot.
It doesn't need to mean anything. I just think it's a good nickname.
If somebody started calling me Happy Hour, it would maybe be a moment of clarity.
I think it does indicate someone who like gets drunk too early. They get too crazy too early in the night. Happy Hour.
You just got to tuck them in.
Yeah.
Tuck them in at home.
I don't know. I just think that's a good nickname. That's all. Thanks for listening.
Feel free to sound off in the chat.
I like when Kath flexes on us by like, let's get to the numbers. And then we start the numbers. She's like, back to this idea.
I'm trying to help co-produce. And I have good nickname ideas.
Happy Hour. I got a good nickname idea. Track marks. Just like weird.
Those
like,
are very different. Okay.
I feel like they're. All right, not that. Puff the Magic Dragon.
That's a bad nickname for other reasons.
It's a long nickname.
Yeah.
Puff, for sure.
Puff is okay. Puff's an okay nickname.
Yeah. Have you heard about a guy named Sean Combs?
Yeah, there you go. No, you haven't, because everyone calls him by his goddamn awesome nickname.
That's right. Whatever it is on a given
Sean
day.
Sean Happy Hour Combs.
Tell me about Fred the Goat.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we just play on number 5 here? Don't actually, it's fine. All right, so so Fred the Goat. The headline here is that Rogue Goat may have helped dozens of farm animals escape. So in New Jersey, there was a livestock auction going on, and there's goats and sheep. I guess they bring them to this auction house, and they get them. They get sold to be slaughtered, and
you don't know, that could be for pets. Could be a baby goat.
I don't think you buy pets at a farm auction.
You buy livestock at a farm auction.
Slaughter it,
make milk from it.
I mean, like, yeah, it's true. There's no rule that you have to like kill it there.
Like, you win it, and they're like, "Hold on, you're gonna kill it, right?"
Nothing in the rule book says I gotta kill this goat.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I guess if you leave with it alive, they can't make you do anything. It's sold on one condition, that you kill it.
Like, yeah. In front of us.
It must die.
Yeah, take the blade. It's like
it's multiple types of animals, or is it just goats?
Goats and sheep.
Goats and sheep, okay.
Big two. The animals got out of an unsecured gate around 9:30 p.m., and it took about an hour for the cops to herd about 60 of them back to their pens with a rope and cracked corn. Apparently that's the famous cracked corn from that song. Yeah. Jimmy Crack Corn.
Crow pie.
Didn't know existed.
Nine blackbird pie. What else the fuck?
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
I like that they have a timeline like it's Law and Order, where like approximately 8:30 the fence was breached.
Yeah. Oh, we got a little more detail here. Before police resecured the gate with a piece of rope.
Thank you.
Police spokesman Sergeant Tarantino told the Post. So the auction house manager said those are the only animals who escaped, but the cop thinks that there were between 10 or 20 more still on the loose. So not everyone's back yet.
So they didn't catch them all.
That's right.
What if a little?
I get to use the same joke from last week. Would you say some of these goats and sheep are on the lam?
You say I get to use the same joke from last week. Like that's a thing that is good.
I'm very excited about it.
Let's play the Carl Lewis.
Yeah,
it went over about as good without.
It would
me
actually
here
be funnier if we like we just give these instructions on what to go and post and just nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, that might be a good bit. I just like imagining the like one of these like hard boiled detective sort of wonderkind like. Investigating, like he's like down at the looking at the mud from when the fence was opened, and he's like, looks like they're going west. And they're all around them are just like animals fucking loose, like just everywhere,
bleeding and like
bleeding. He's like, I'll track him down, can't have gotten far this quickly.
And they're just all like, meh, like all around him. Love it.
So, a little background on Fred here. Fred escaped for over a year ago and has been free ever since
from this auction house.
Yeah, and cops said locals were jokingly saying that you know Fred was the one responsible
for opening the gate.
Yeah, but he pops up around town every once in a while. Like he's like a local like little guy, little celebrity guy. And cops apparently received reports that he was in the area a couple hours before the escape. And
wow,
on Thursday after the escape, once they were back in, he showed up at the newly secured thing and headbutted the gate multiple times. So he got shooed away, and that was enough to convince the head of the auction house. Yeah, it was him, man. He definitely did it.
It was definitely him.
So
I just like the idea. So cops received reports of him in the area beforehand. Does that mean that before this even happened, people saw the goat and just immediately called the cops?
I guess. Like, hey, there's a goat, man. I don't know what's going on. Is this goat supposed to be out here?
They're like, what color is it? They're like, it's kind of like brown spots. Like, no, that's Fred. He's around.
He's just, know. He's cool, man. It's fine.
It's more when you see a strange goat.
I mean, like, right. you set up this
timeline. Goat is known to us.
If you're like a prosecutor, if a crime was committed, you would at least have this goat in like the, like you'd be in the confession room. Like, all right, man, let's go. Or, what, so where were you last night? Right? Like, we couldn't help but notice you came back to the scene of the crime. He's like, whoa, man, I don't know. The goat's just like, lawyer.
But it's like the
clip,
best
clop,
is...
Clip-clop.
They try to put a pen in his hand for him to sign the confession, but it's a hoof, so he keeps dropping it.
Tape it to his hoof. But also,
like, come
like,
on, buddy, hey, like the good cop, bad cop. It's like, you want like a tin can or something?
Sugar cube, perhaps.
No, like the like him coming back and headbutting the gate in frustration. Like, I imagine the parallel of that of like some like bank robber just like coming back to the bank and just like kicking the bank a lot. Yeah. I'm like, hey, fuck you! I'm like, hey,
I did it.
That might have been the robber from before. It's like, what's he doing? Is he kicking the wall?
This guy seems really angry at this bank.
Yeah. So Fred
is a new protest. You know what?
We should kicking banks.
Yeah.
Everyone go get, kick like, a bank.
Like 100 people just kicking a stone wall.
If you kick a bank, you're Antifa. And,
yeah, totally. I mean, this goat is...
And Jake Tapper will be very upset with you.
Yeah.
And that's the new thing. Yeah, everybody go kick a bank. I feel like this goat is kind of Antifa. Like, he's against the carceral state.
Yeah. I mean, like, the mayor is like, yeah, it's a fun story, but I also understand that it's a business. But it's like, yeah, man, but you gotta... I mean, this goat is fucking smart, first of
all.
If that's actually what happened.
Where did this happen again?
In New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
Yeah.
Think about how smart you'd be if you ate that goat.
Whoa. In Hackettstown Livestock
the mayor, Auction House. The mayor's new like goal as mayor, he's like, my promise as mayor is that I will eat Fred the goat and gain his intelligence and powers.
Yeah.
It will happen.
That's the prize for whoever becomes mayor, is you eat Fred the goat, and that way the mayor is the smartest person in the town.
I say it's the opposite. If you eat Fred the goat, you automatically become the mayor.
If you eat Fred the goat?
Yeah. If you catch and eat him, you become the mayor.
If you fail to catch him, he becomes the man.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like a legend thing where it's like, oh, if anybody could catch Fred the goat.
Yeah.
It's just like everyone's like, no one can catch him, but just everyone in the town is 90, so they're all just like, oh, he's very fast. Can't get him.
I say don't try to catch Fred the goat.
Let him live.
Let him be out there. You know, he's keeping an eye out. He's like a vigilante.
Well, he's starting a gang because apparently 10 of them got away.
Yeah, well, he's going to be like Robin Stagecoach's next, whatever the equivalent of that is. He's got that outlaw appeal.
Would you perhaps call him Billy the Kid?
There we go. I was trying to think of one.
Why is that one okay, but sheep and goats on the lamb is not okay?
Because you did it twice.
You didn't like it last week either.
Well, maybe it should have been the one I said in this instance.
He and the sheep are going to rob a bank next. Thank you, everyone.
Yay! Let's go to number four.
Number four.
All right. Well, number four is, I think it's a situation or a thought that we've all thought about or experienced.
Grabbing a cop's gun.
Yeah.
Folks, we've all been there. Yeah. You know, you're in the middle of kicking a bank, and you're like, what else can I do?
Four through one are just different people that grab the cop's gun.
Gaming out just for like a second. Like, how fast would I get killed?
Yeah, yeah.
We've all been there.
Do they keep one in the chamber? Let's find out.
Special What a Time to Be Alive episode where every story is about someone who grabbed a cop's gun.
I do like, one thing that's funny to me about, like, holsters, is, you know, like how holsters have that little, like, snap on them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that that's necessary, but it's very funny to me that, like, a gun and like a cell phone have the same like stay in there, like they have the same like fastener.
Don't you go anywhere.
Where like any cop before he fucking shoots somebody has to be like bink. Pop his yeah. little, you know, do that. It'd be funnier if it was Velcro.
Just yeah, they should make holsters like the BlackBerry things they used to be. You would slide in and click.
Yeah, yeah,
they probably make those.
They probably do.
Yeah, just in like yeah, right. Wear them like on their side with just shorts and a braided belt.
Yeah.
Classic.
So anyway, when you're done grabbing a cop's
dad,
gun, when you're done grabbing a cop's gun and you're thirsty from all that getting shot. What better to cool off with than a soda? And what better a price to pay than nothing by taking a water cup and filling it with soda?
I think it's a power move.
Most of us have done that
the
before.
The oldest con in the world.
And this is something where, you know, anyone that's done this, like, your immediate thought is, like, what's the worst that could happen?
Sure.
Let me tell you.
Oh, no.
Because we have this story coming in where this is in Montana. As KGVO in Missoula, Montana reports, also 48-year-old, like, okay, man, like, buy the soda, like, at this point. I don't know, but Daniel Stein, no relation to R.L. Stein, I assume.
We can't be sure.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, we don't know.
So
likely relative of R.L.
Stein. Yeah, yeah. Anyways.
Still proven otherwise.
Cannot be ruled out.
D. Stein is at an Arby's in Montana, and he tries to pull his soda for water swap. Employee confronted him and ordered him to pay for the soda. When he left the restaurant instead, the employee followed him, told him that he was no longer welcome at that Arby's.
Aww.
Which is a bitter of a reward, you know, it's not the worst. Like, no more Arby's.
Instead of, sir, this is an Arby's. Sir, this is no longer your Arby's.
Yeah, yeah. You'll have to go to a different Arby's. Just look for another giant cowboy hat that lights up.
Might not
up.
Be another Arby's in Missoula, Montana. That's actually probably a pretty big loss for him.
I feel like
also, I feel like there
so
are
many.
Probably other businesses in Missoula, Montana that have giant cowboy hats that light up. So guys, it might not exclude it.
Do you guys know the thing about Arby's, why it's named Arby's?
Yes.
Roast beef, RB.
Yep.
Good.
It isn't,
fact.
Though, because one time I tweeted that and a bunch of people retweeted it. That, like, I told people that Arby's was because of roast beef, and I, like, ruined a bunch of people's lives because they were, like, freaking out about it.
Yeah.
I tweeted it. It went, like, moderately viral. And then somebody from BuzzFeed who was like, yeah, I work for the fake news beat at BuzzFeed, and this is fake news, and I want to interview you about this tweet. Apparently, it stands for Raffle Brothers. It doesn't technically stand for roast beef. It's just a wonderful coincidence that RB is both Raffle Brothers and roast beef.
Both beef can fuck off. Mine's more fun.
As someone who has been accused of fake news for this fact.
So someone who
so now the only
wrote,
thing I like
wrote
about
for
Arby's.
Wrote for the nerd joy ruining
exactly.
division of... I like roast beef.
If you Google my name to this day, it says like... One of the suggested things is Kath Barbadoro Arby's.
Can something be so fun that it becomes a fact? I think so. That's
oh, yeah.
what that is.
I would prefer that.
Do you have an Arby's?
Yeah.
Arby's?
The only thing I like about Arby's now is that it was prominently featured in the classic 2001 film Saving Silverman. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
The best movie
Arby's
of all time.
Saving Silverman?
Yeah, that she wants like a big beef and cheddar and then she makes him feed it to her when she's hanging
out. Oh, yeah. That's such a
and
weird...
And it's like sensual. That's pretty funny.
It's also... Like, that's clearly product placement.
Feels like product placement.
Like, yeah, because, like, from a writerly point of view, the character of, like, Amanda Peet's character...
Judith.
Welcome to the Saving Silverman podcast.
Yeah. Judith would never eat Arby's. That's so off
yeah.
character.
She's in, like,
her.
Animal mode, though. Like, she's been kidnapped.
Yeah.
She's one of them. Speaking of goats, one of them wild goats.
Yeah.
It actually makes a lot of sense. It's very, very parallel to what we're talking about. But anyways.
Every time I hear Big Beef and Cheddar, I think of this clickhole, like the fake celebrity quotes, where Chris Hemsworth says that that's what his pecs are named. Sorry, I just needed to put that in everyone's head. Big Beef and Cheddar. Okay, continue.
So anyway, he left the store. The Arby's employee told him he was no longer welcome at that Arby's, and Daniel responded by trying to kick him.
Sir, please stop kicking me.
Just the full Simpsons guy. Yeah.
I'm just imagining full on like donkey kicks. Like
oh, like both hands on the ground.
Yeah.
Like fully kicking.
No, he's doing like one of those like he's doing the Russian kicks. He's got the arm chasing him around like that. It's very spry, this guy.
Yeah, very flexible from all those Arby's. Notoriously athletic
food.
He's
in peak physical condition. Yeah.
It's like, which is better, you know, for a workout, G Fuel or Big Beef and Cheddar? Both, probably. Just throw some G Fuel in between the buns. Anyways.
That's what I call Arby's is G Fuel.
Yeah. That's what I call sex, is throw some G Fuel between the buns.
G Fuel's called that. I don't know if you know this, but G Fuel's called that because it's made by Gatorade. Gatorade Fuel.
I thought it was a ghost beef.
Ghost beef?
Stuff for ghost beef.
Ghost beef?
You something. Just have a lot of information about why things are called what they are
this
and what letters
stand
for. This
guy knows what a lot of letters
for.
Stand for, yeah. This guy loves acronyms. Get him out of here.
This is.
Let's get him.
Do you like news stories? But like, we almost have like mid-roll ads in our like news stories. Where it's like, so anyways,
compensated ads.
Yeah, yeah. He tried. Yeah, for ghost beef. That's a good nickname.
Pretty spooky.
Ghost
Beef?
Somebody
call me Ghost Beef.
That's a terrible nickname.
Ghost Beef is way better than happy
for your
hour.
Entrees, we have a choice of ghost beef.
That's what they serve at the spooky
That's
wedding,
right.
For sure.
Vegescarian?
Vegescarian is just a genre. Spooghetti!
God damn it.
That's what happened after the guy kicked the guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so he tried to, well, it says he tried to kick them. Then the police showed up. So then this is like Missoula, I feel like. So this guy goes into Arby's, steals a soda. They kick him out, ban him from Arby's. He tries to kick them. Police come. He runs into a nearby Denny's. That's all that's fucking around there. It's just like, then he ran into a fucking Amoco. Are Amoco's even around
this
anymore? I
haunts
forget.
Fast food places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or so, whatever Denny's is. Not really fast food, but you got it.
Yeah, so he hid in the bathroom. He refused to come out. The officers attempted to take control of him physically, and that's when he began to resist and fight, and then he got tased. So if you're ever thinking, hey, let me get some soda in this water cup, and you're thinking, what's the worst that could happen?
Tased in a Denny's bathroom.
You get tased, and he is now charged with felony robbery and four misdemeanors, including criminal trespass, disorderly conduct, obstructing a peace officer, and resisting arrest. Which, like, this is funny, but also, like,
this guy's gonna go to jail for a long
fuck
time.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, you tased him?
Yeah.
That's insane. Like, there's no way that this 48-year-old Arby's fanatic is, like, gonna take down a cop.
Except
the cops are also 48-year-old Arby's fanatics.
It's true. But that 48-year-old Arby's fanatic is just a longer way to say cop.
Yeah.
Right. Like, if you mess with Arby's, it's like if you tell a cop that a suspect beat up another cop or something. Or shot a cop. It's like, you do what to the Arby's?
They go really hard on
just
you.
Just a cop pulling up to a closed Arby's like, officer down!
They get him in the room. They're like, turn off the fucking turn off the cameras. Yeah. What are you doing? You can't turn off the cameras. Yeah, give me 5 minutes. Yeah.
You
yeah.
did just watch L.A. Confidential.
I did.
I don't know what L.A. Confidential is.
Oh, it's a very good movie. Yeah. There's a good, like, give me 5 minutes type of thing in L.A. Confidential. But as much as you can be like, there's a really good scene where a cop beats people up.
Right, yeah. That's right.
That's a good thing is when they're watching the tape, you know, to review for misbehavior, and then someone goes, give me 5 minutes, and then the tape turns off, and you're like, cool, I guess they had to fix the camera or whatever.
This yeah, right. Probably nothing happens.
Yeah, nothing.
It's all right.
Well,
yeah, shout out to this hero. Sorry the law got you down.
He's like legitimately going to go to jail. I
yeah.
feel like. That's a lot of charges.
Felony robbery.
Why is that? How,
just
okay,
drink
how
water.
Is that your law? How is that felony robbery? Don't you have to hit like a... What is the valuation of a fucking soda? How do you get
well,
to...
Well, I don't know what the law is in Montana specifically, but I mean, the robbery part is... is I think the use of the threat of force, it like turns it into
a swim trying to kick.
Yeah, from like theft.
That's what turns it into robbery.
It's a little bit like somebody's maybe a little bit of a stickler on the prosecutor for making an example out of somebody. But this guy, someone tells me this guy might have been kind of a problem in the area for a while. I don't know for sure. This might not be the first time he's acted out a little bit. Just a guess. I don't know.
Maybe he's just like one of those people that gets some soda in him and he gets real rowdy.
He's had one bad day. Yeah. He's like Tim Robbins. Like, Tim Robbins and nothing to lose.
Gets that sugar rush.
And he just walked in on his wife cheating. Wild.
Right. And so they're like, don't drink it. Don't drink it. Give it back. You can't have it. We know what happens when you drink soda. And then he chugs it and then he starts kicking the guy.
Yeah, he goes into Arby's. He makes a suicide and then he fucking loses it and just kung fu kicks every table over.
I still have an idea for a movie. It's Crank, but with a kid that keeps eating sugar.
That's very good. I would watch that.
I would watch that.
I don't know what the kid has to do exactly, but he has to just keep grabbing sugar. So.
That's just the noise the whole movie. Yeah. So good.
Super freaking out kid.
Yeah.
Like just so. In this like, and he's so fucking sticky, and he's just like.
He's super sticky.
He's running around.
Yeah.
He's got that like weird grime on him, like post-stickiness grime.
Oh,
and he's just like piling pixie stick into his mouth.
So if anybody wants to make
just
that.
Like, fucking 8 Jolly Ranchers in his hair.
Hit
just
losing
his mind.
I'm happy to write the script with you. Just Venmo me or whatever. Cool.
Number 3.
All right, number 3 here. It's a pretty simple one. It's a good image. Really, this is just the story of a headline and a subheadline for me. This really gets the whole image across here. This takes place in St. Charles, Missouri, which I guess is out. Kind of outside
Missoula?
Missouri.
Oh, wait, that's
Missouri?
Montana.
No, it's outside St. Louis. I think it's
Missoula, Missouri. Way too much of a tongue twister.
Yeah, I can't have that. So this is Big Rig Full of Hot Dogs Spills Its Load on I-70, which maybe you work on that
later. There are a lot of things in that headline that I'm like, interesting choice of words.
Yep.
Like then, quite a few things.
And then driver stuck in the traffic jam complained to the station KSDK that it smelled like rotten hot dogs. yep, that checks out to me, right? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I was hoping the subheadline would be like Big Rig Full of Hot Dogs Spills Its Load All Over Highway. Yep, it's like somebody came hot dogs all over this highway.
A big rig did.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of, how do you feel about that nickname?
Big Rig?
Big Rig?
I mean, it's
pretty cool.
I think Big Rig is cool.
Yeah.
Oh, as in, yeah, for sure.
What's up, Big Rig?
Yeah. Not much. What's up, Happy Hour?
What are you drunk again, Happy Hour? You throw up yet?
Happy Hour and Big Rig are good roommates.
Together. Yeah,
I love it.
You throw up in the sink again, Happy Hour? What are you talking about, man?
This is like the third podcast I've said my Happy Hour nickname on, just so everyone knows.
Which was it received the best on?
I'm going to go with tie for last.
I'm going to say you are out in baseball rules on Happy Hour as a nickname.
Just a little follow-up here. Just to kind of, there's not a lot of story here. There's like a 2.5-hour traffic jam.
How many hot dogs we talk in?
It doesn't say, but I think it was just a tractor trailer full of hot dogs. And I don't think
is
they
that
were loose.
Hot dogs are transported?
I think they're in boxes, but I'm imagining just loose hot dogs.
Right.
And not even frozen, like they're just flopping around all over the road.
I'm imagining like, you know, the hot dog carts where it's like they're just like it's like they're all in a tank.
Yeah.
It's that, but it's a whole truck.
Yeah.
And of just that
like,
tank.
And it just like drove and then just tipped over and they all fell out.
Yeah, they're hot. They're
yeah.
It's like a
they're
jacuzzi.
They're in the water. They're in the hot
There's
dog.
There's
gotta
water. Be somebody who cooked a hot dog in a jacuzzi before.
Oh,
hot
yeah.
dogs even like
you don't have to cook them at all.
Yeah, right. Because they're just like so they're just full of like
they're just like
they're already boiled, right? When you get them,
pig's ass or whatever.
I never eat hot dogs. I
can't do hot dogs
either. Like at all.
Not to sound like a king, but like they're up.
Can you do like a brat?
Yeah, I
yeah,
like
just
hot.
Not
can,
a
can like, do a hot
hot dog and bologna are like it's
can't
like
do bologna.
Too,
can't do bologna.
The texture
it's a
is just
profile.
So
can't do bologna, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Be straight with me here.
Yeah.
I'm not here for hooking up. I'm here for a serious relationship.
I'm not here for... I can't do bologna, not here for hot dogs.
yeah, if there's any... I can't do it, but if there's any, you know, like Kath, if you want to know, like any female tweeter
that wants to grab that news story and then be like, this looks like my Instagram DMs.
It's like a Chapo live show.
Yeah. Good one.
Whoa, starting beef. Yeah. Podcast beef.
So as somebody who has been to several, many of them, it is more or less accurate. Or pretty much any comedy show, really, in New York.
A lot of them, yeah.
Unless they're like
the Bell House.
Unless they're like explicitly like run by women and have predominantly female lineups.
Right.
It's like that highway full of hot dogs. Yeah,
it's men and then like a handful of women who's like the person they're with is explaining to them, even though they've listened to all the episodes together. They're
yes.
Like, that's Virgil. Like, okay. Yeah, I fucking know. So hot dogs all over the place, huh?
Trying to pivot away from this.
Sounds like my house.
Burn.
Sounds like my house senior year. Right?
Yeah.
Hey.
Sounds like
full of hot dogs.
Patty's house when he was still a pimp for gigolos. I don't know what that means, but
what do they call that? Like, for are you still a madam if it's gigolos? Do you think?
I think so.
I don't.
What
think
if you're a male madam? Pimp. Are you just a pimp then?
Yeah, it's pimp and madam, right? Those are the.
Are those the like Mr. and Mrs.?
I believe that's right.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right. I feel like
madam's a lot more respectful.
Yeah, I feel like madam is like
it's hard to run like a. We run a very respectable house here. I'm the pimp. Like,
yeah, a pimp I think is someone who is not, a good boss. I would say.
I think it would be very funny to walk into.
Like, I think
a
like
married...
Dennis, like Dennis Hoff, right? Like he's a pimp. I don't think there's any other word for him.
I guess
the
he's
guy
a
that
pimp?
Runs that bunny ranch.
Yeah,
place.
Yeah.
Who's probably going to be elected
to my woman
office?
No, it's a. You've never seen that show,
Bunny Ranch.
The what's it called, like Cat House or something on?
It's what is it, the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, as it's called? Mm-hmm. What's it called? Yeah.
It's like a man and a woman, but he's the dude, and his name's Dennis Hoff, and he's like exactly who you'd think would run.
He's like, I was Trump before Trump. That's like what he's running.
Yeah, for. He's always like smoking a cigar. Yeah.
I think I was thinking of porn. I was thinking of pornography. Okay, yeah, I got mixed up there. Mm. You're talking about a regular TV show.
Yeah. I mean, it's like they have like...
Eli was thinking about
porno.
Must be a day that ends in Y.
Yeah. Hey. Ooh, that's all of them. That's all of them.
Hey, wait a minute. Shout out to iTuna for that one from the Discord. That was a good one. It a hot dog time.
I was just about to say.
What a time to hot dog.
It a hot dog time.
That's what the
come on, baby, hot dog lunch. It a hot dog time.
That's what a hot dog time.
The tractor trailer driver said right before the big rig driver, right before he realized it was going down. He was like, whoa, it a hot dog time.
Imagine like the split second before it tips over when he realizes, oh no, several thousand hot dogs are about to be all over this highway.
This is the most embarrassing thing I could have turned over. I was carrying cool stuff before this.
Right. Yeah. I was carrying Ray-Ban sunglasses before this.
Ray-Ban sunglasses
all
over
the truck
highway.
Full of Ray-Bans.
And cartons of cigarettes.
Yeah, there you go. That's better. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Ray-Ban sunglasses.
And
the
also
coolest thing.
White undershirts and black leather jackets.
Yeah.
It was just all in the same thing. They're all going to the same store.
Package deal. The coolest store in the world.
Bring your own pants. You figure out what you're going to wear on your legs.
I like how like the total just like extremely phallic like masculine thing of like calling it a big rig like starts to fall apart if you actually try to use it like in context where it's like love to get my hands on my big rig.
Like,
now you just like, oh yeah, when I see another man's big rig, oh boy, we gotta compare big rigs. It's like, oh, this is not as
guys love comparing rigs.
Attemptive. This is
guys
not
do
as,
love to compare rigs.
Yeah, you know, gotta throw them out there. If we want to jump on to...
Yeah.
Take out if we want to jump on to.
Number two.
Another hero? This guy might be named Happy Hour.
Hell yeah.
If anybody's ever earned... No, to be honest, if anyone's ever earned the nickname Happy Hour, it's this man.
Or track marks, honestly.
The headline here really kind of sums everything you need up. It goes, Spanish driver tests positive for every drug in test.
Hell yeah.
So this guy...
perfect score.
Yeah. 10 out of 10. Verbal, math, whatever the third SAT thing is. Writing. I knew. I was like, that seemed too close to verbal. So a driver in northeastern Spain got pulled over.
Nonverbal?
And has tested positive for... The mute portion of the test where you have to be quiet for 45 minutes.
You just have to sit in a room quietly for 45 minutes and everyone fails it.
Yeah.
Don't check
that's,
your phone.
That's part of the Crank movie about sugar. He has to take the SAT.
That's the climax. He's too old.
He's too old?
Yeah, I think, I'm thinking like a little kid.
Okay, so the SATs, he's too young for the SATs.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
He's like, yeah, just going buck wild. I really want to see this movie. I'm really sad. It's not real. Yeah, so a driver in northeastern Spain has tested positive for, and this is a quote, every possible kind of drug after
rules.
Being pulled over on police on Saturday, of course, the party day. You know, at least he's not doing every drug on a weekday.
That's right.
That's true. He's responsible.
Yeah. So anyways, happy hour here. Police found high levels of, police found high levels of cannabis, amphetamines, methamphetamine, cocaine, opiates, as well as alcohol, with a rate of then it's some number in like milligrams a liter that means nothing to me. But local, just use the blood alcohol level. That's the only thing I know from news stories. Local police told Euronews that a neighbor in the town of Carcastillo called the police saying that several people were getting in a vehicle influenced by alcoholic beverages. And the driver was fined 1,000 euros and had 6 points deducted from his license.
Okay.
And now has 100 dates in a row.
Yeah.
I like this because not only then driver tests positive for every drug, he was the one who was good to drive.
Yeah.
Like, of all the other people in the car, they were like, this guy's the most sober. We'll let him drive.
No,
he's only done every drug.
What's the matter, man? Are you on drugs? Nah, man. I am drugs.
No, he was just like, everything's evening me out, though, man. I'm a fucking,
he's like Mr. Burns. He has every disease.
They all can't get through the door into his brain.
Yeah, that almost like feels right, where it's just like, all right, he's on opiates, but he's also on meth. And then he smoked weed, but he did a bunch of coke, where it's just like, you're now just you, but like weirder than you've ever been.
Like, but with like very dark pupils.
Yeah, just like you are just like dark version. You're bizarro you. I don't know. They don't say what his name is.
That is true. If you do every drug like that, you become
Esteban.
Esteban drug regress.
You become like the clone of yourself. You become like from the, like you. You switch places with you in the other String Theory universe that is closest
right.
to us.
Right, that's actually how Paul Tarr could have switched in Sliding Doors.
Yes.
Every
yeah.
It's like a, you know, it's like one of those portals they're trying to stabilize in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
To do the right amounts of every drug, and then you leave the universe.
The Stargate opens.
Yeah, exactly. And then that weird dude.
Is this just Egypt? What? Come on. I thought I was going to see aliens. Is this just Egypt? This stinks.
Oh, man.
That's what happened where you go through the Stargate. You're in Egypt?
You never saw Stargate?
No.
Yeah, Stargate's just Egypt.
Gate to the stars.
I mean, it's like they're aliens, but it's Egypt. Like, that's where Egyptian culture came from.
Oh, I see. It's one of those, like,
but they're people.
Weirdly racist theories that, like, ancient Egyptian culture was all aliens.
Yeah, like, they couldn't do it on their own.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, whoa.
Jews would never be strong enough to move rock. It must be alien.
Can we get a sound clip of Jews would never be strong enough to move rock?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what they will be strong enough to do, though. Is just straight up rock. You guys ever heard of a band called Kiss?
You guys ever heard of a band?
One of the worst bands of all time.
Kiss is not bad.
Kiss is trash. Kiss is really bad.
Maybe the lamest.
They're really fun, though.
Yeah, they're fun. Fun is good.
Yeah.
Fun is good and a good time, and everybody loves it.
I do feel like
Eli is a knight in Satan's service. Okay?
Yeah.
He's a huge fan.
I wish our listeners could see how firmly his arms are crossed.
Well,
it's fun, and fun is good. It's a good time.
I love Kiss. No,
this
I don't.
Loves
but it's
rock
like,
they're a hoot. They're
all
a hoot.
You go into a bar and you're on the jukebox, and Kiss pops up, and you hit left or right. No way. You're punching in at least one song off that album. Put in a little Love Gun.
Which album? They have a million albums. That's the other thing.
Yeah, they're prolific. It's easy to be when your songs are about nothing. It's just all about my dick is hard or whatever.
I want to rock and roll all night, party every day.
Yeah.
What else should songs be about? They do, like, get the...
Nothing.
They get, like, the most basic elements of rock and roll and then just are like, that's it. We don't need any more.
No, it was a great bit when they started the band. It's like, yeah, man, we're just, like, weird, like, devil guys. It's, like, pretty cool.
Sweet.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that album that's just Peter Criss stage banter? It's really good. It's like,
did
I mean,
they just not show up for a concert.
No, like a fan made it, like of all their from like live, and it's but it's just him.
So you mean like a weird internet thing?
Yeah,
they let out an album of Peter Criss talking.
No, it's just really funny, and it's just him like saying weird stuff and then being like, "Whoa, yeah!" I love it. It's very good. Look it up.
I like the rock and roll like this song because sometimes the part where they just like. It feels like they were writing it on the spot or just improvising. They're like, I want to rock and roll all night, party every day. And then there's like kind of a pause. You're like, it just starts repeating it. It's like, I didn't think this out. It's like, what do you do at dusk? Party. I don't know.
What do you do at Twilight? What do you do at Twilight?
Because like all their names, I think, are also like, it's like a... It's like they came from Ellis Island to become Kiss because they're all like super. They're all, you know,
they're all
mean?
Aliens.
Like,
that
it's like
came
Hiram Sabinovich. Like, I'm Gene Simmons. Yeah. I don't know their actual name, but it's
they
like
came through Ellis Island to
and just
become
immediately
Kiss.
Became Kiss. Yeah.
They fill out the paperwork and it's like occupation Kiss.
Occupation the demon, the Starman,
the cat,
the cat. The worst one.
And isn't one of them like his thing is like rock star? It's like, come on, dude.
That's probably Paul Stanley, right?
Yeah, I think like they're all they're going around. They're like, it's like from fucking.
That's
like,
who the stage manager is. It's Paul Stanley.
Yeah, I didn't want to correct you, but
that's okay.
Yeah.
That's like from Anchorman or something. It's like, all right, what's your identity? It's like, I'm a demon. I'm a star man. I'm a cat. It's like, I'm a rock star. It's like,
we all
right,
are
man,
that.
That's what we're already doing.
It's like a guy blowing at an improv practice.
Yeah.
Well, that's like with the Spice Girls, there was one
I'm a
that
lizard.
Was.
Lizard. Is that too hard to paint? I don't know. All right.
With the Spice Girls, it was like that because they all had like an adjective. Like it was like Baby Spice, Posh Spice, Sporty Spice. And then one of them was just Ginger Spice, which is already a spice.
But maybe it was talking about red hairs.
It was, but that sucks.
Well, it was also Scary Spice was the not white one.
Yeah, it was not cool. Oh. But Ginger Spice made me the most
baby
mad.
Baby Spice was a baby.
Yeah,
that was kind of creepy.
Ginger Spice also made me. She also made me the most mad, if you know what I mean. you're too young, right? You weren't Spice Girls not around when you were.
I'm less familiar with Spice Girls than like when I was. They had gotten their channel when I was like. So Spice Channel was like.
Wait,
where you let like
what?
Kids
Spice
like
Channel
jerked
was,
off to that?
Do you think
Spice Channel was a porno?
The Spice Girls is about the Spice Channel?
Spice, what you thought the Spice Channel
was
the Spice Girls channel? You're serious right now?
Yes. I was fucking
holy
a
shit.
Child. Why would no one tell? I wasn't having fucking long porn conversations.
Tell me what the Spice, how you think the Spice Girls and the Spice Channel are related.
I
promise
that,
not to make fun of you.
I thought that you're not. That's a terrible promise. I don't believe you at all. I thought that the Spice Channel, they were a cultural force. I thought that the Spice Channel was like probably played their music videos and then like a series of like programming that featured the Spice Girls.
The Spice
and then
World
people
movie
cranked
over and over
off
again.
To it because they were hot and they were scantily clad.
Okay, so
Spice Channel is just a straight up pornographic.
Yeah,
channel.
Yeah. They're unrelated.
I don't think I was a good fucking boy. I didn't watch it.
I don't think I've ever set eyes on the Spice Channel. Not that it exists anymore, but like when I don't think I ever went to anyone's house that had it. It was like the elusive.
Yeah, no, it was
Playboy
definitely
Channel was definitely one that, and like Skinemax was like another.
I feel
thing.
Like
I just remember we
made fun of his brother. Like they had Spice Channel and they made fun of his brothers. Like he's watching Spice Channel. I was like, yep. Those Spice Girl music video marathons.
Those
that
empowered,
off
those
to.
Empowered young women.
I did understand that it was to
that
jerk
it was
off
horny.
To.
Yeah,
I understood it was horny, but I thought there might be like just regular Spice Girls fans that also watch it.
That rules.
I don't know.
The Spice Channel, like, I remember we didn't have it, but sometime in my, like, maybe middle school years, we got, like, the digital cable where you could see, like, what shows were playing. Like, you could scroll through or whatever. And, like, I remember just the titles being like, whoa, I'm learning a lot.
I'm
imagining
that?
You as a little girl, but with your exact adult voice. Just like, whoa.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like ass? Why does anybody watch a thing about an ass?
Just a big
like
wet
a butt?
Ass?
Like
yeah,
a butt?
Big wet ass.
Gross.
I just cracked me up. Like somebody going to Pornhub and just typing big wet ass. Also, this is like a bit of a riff I was doing like an hour ago. But I think it would be very funny for a married couple if you went into their bathroom and they had those towels and they said Mr. and Mrs. Pimp. Like, Ms. pretty good.
That's probably what Ice-T has.
Yeah, Ms. probably.
Pimp. And, like, wherever he lives.
That's Miss Pimp to yeah. you.
I'd love to. Ice-T 100% had a juicero, you think?
Yeah, probably.
A slam on Ice-T, though.
No, he probably had one.
He can afford it.
Nah, yeah. It's like he put in the packets. It's a little slower than regular juice.
Juthero.
Yeah.
Juthero. God, come on over. Check my Juthero. God, this Juthero makes juice.
No, he wouldn't do juice just because he has to say an S sound too many times. Juice.
That's a good point.
It's the freshest juice.
Pimp juice.
Pimp juice. Yeah. All right. Well, every drug guy... Oh, we covered him,
he's
right?
He's dead. No, I don't know.
Eli, just to recap here, Eli thought that the Spice Channel
was yeah, a Spice it's going to get clipped TV and channel. Put on Twitter, so we can all listen to it as many times as we want.
I feel like we really had a special moment, Patty, where we both kind of locked eyes and realized what was happening.
He's being serious.
Like, he really thinks the Spice Channel was a channel about the Spice Girls.
I knew it was we're cranking off.
I knew it was
we
horny.
Can talk about my other embarrassing things that I thought that the Fugees, I think I've said this in the podcast before, I thought that the Fugees and Fugazi were the same thing for a long time.
That
I
rules.
Thought it was, I still understand, it was the same thing where I got the
Boy, these guys
gist.
Are really eclectic discography.
No, I never listened to it, and I thought that it was like a DC, I knew why Clef Jean was in it, and I thought it was like a Bad Brain situation.
Oh,
where
okay.
it was like kind
oh,
of
like a
reggae,
black guy
punk.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And I was like, that actually sounded pretty good. I was like, reggae punk sounds pretty cool. But I was wrong because it didn't exist.
It's like a Seven Dust situation.
Yeah.
That was a metal band that had a black guy as the main guy.
I never listened to Seven Dust. I do like Bad Dust. Brains, though.
He had a pretty good voice, the singer.
What's Seven Dust?
Seven Dust is like a metal, like a sort of like hair, well, not
is
hair
that,
metal.
Is
like.
That the band Silverchair? Is that also the band Silverchair?
Yes.
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 Yes. Young it's Eli, confusing bands.
Yeah. It's a 19-year-old Australian man and also a black guy with dreads who has a really good voice.
Is this Crazy Town? I don't know.
It's yes, it's Crazy Town.
It's Silver Town. Chair.
Forget it, Eli. It's Crazy
it
Town.
It is Crazy Town. It's New York City.
Yeah. Oh, is it Forget It, Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Thank yeah. you for recognizing it. I was pretty proud of it.
Yeah. I love when, you know when like bad bands like do music videos that are like a tribute to like Chinatown? That's yeah. very good. I hope that more of them do that.
Like the movie?
It'll be no. It'll be the like place. Some shitty band, like some just like whatever, like alt rock band, and then their music video is like a clear like tribute to like a very like good movie, like or like
oh,
a
okay,
very
yeah.
like prestige. Like it'll be like
yeah. We did this concept album of rap rock about Citizen Kane or
yeah.
something.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It'll be
love
like
it.
It'll be like pulled from like Requiem for a Dream, but the song is just like. I wake up on Sunday. It's like, okay, this is extremely weird.
Well, this feels like a veiled slam at Sum 41's In Too Deep video, which is an full-length homage to Back to School, the Rodney Dangerfield movie.
Yeah, yeah. High-profile movies like Rodney Dangerfield's Back
That's
to
why
school.
It's such a good bit.
Let me
it
guess,
is a good bit.
He does not get any respect.
That movie's also Ooh. Good.
It is a good movie, yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. is in it. Billy Zabka is in it.
Billy Zabka.
Well, now I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm a big
sort of
Zabka
like
head.
Jewish bread man.
That was like his like that was like the trilogy.
That's Zilly Babka.
Yeah, yeah. Let me get a slice of that Zabka. My name's Zilly Cinnamon Bob. Zabka. Good to meet you.
That's a Zappa child.
Yeah.
Exhausting.
Should we go to number one?
Let's do it.
Being here.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Number one. Okay, so first of all, like, this story, it's probably not true, but, like, I want it to be true so much.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. It would just, like, be the perfect cherry on top of this shit, garbage, Elon Musk saga that we've all been beholden to. For the last, I don't know how long. It feels like fucking forever.
I think he's pretty cool. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He likes Pickle Rick.
What's your problem with him?
Give me a Pickle Rick Tesla.
A Pickle Rick Tesla for $420
Pickle
or whatever
on.
The fuck.
$69,420.
Oh my God.
I'm Pickle on Musk.
No. God damn it.
Clint Shelby.
So Elon Musk, we all know, has his goth GF Grimes.
We need a Clip It Shelby clip, by the way. Just
Clip It Shelby. You have to do like a little like lasso thing with your hand when you say it. But yeah.
It's then the rawhide. Like, clip it, Shelby.
That makes it sound like Shelby's our slave, and I don't like that. Like, we're not whipping Shelby.
Right, that's true.
We're just whipping for emphasis.
Yeah. With record show, we're not whipping Shelby.
We're whipping our way to the nay-nay poles.
So I can't see Shelby, but Shelby.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
No hard feelings, pal. Sorry about that. Hey, what happened to Elon Musk?
Okay, yeah. So Elon Musk and Grimes are dating, as we all know. And as a famous crazy person, Azalea Banks, is apparently working on her second album. Again, someone who has been famous for 8 years.
It feels like 100 years.
Yeah, forever. Has actually only released one album. It wasn't very good.
She had the one song. She had Two on Two, which was everywhere.
And it was great. That's a good song.
Which was good because it had the refrain was, I'm a ruin you cunt, right? Which was like, okay, this is a radio hit.
Yeah, it's a good song.
And then she got more unhinged for 8 years, and now...
Yeah. I was just talking about her the other day, and I feel like it's really sad because I do think she's very talented. She just, like, her talent... Her level of mental illness surpasses her level of talent by like just enough that she can't really function in the world.
Yeah, it's like Randy Quaid.
Yeah, I mean, she shouldn't post.
Just post, she'd be fine.
I don't know if she'd be fine.
Well, I mean, like, maybe she's more likely to put out music though.
She might. But like, she's gonna be having a meltdown on a plane or something. Yeah, like, it's not good. But she might be a hero to us all, if this is to be believed, because...
She's like Fred the Goat.
She's a regular Fred the Goat. So she was supposed to be collaborating with Grimes for her sophomore album. Sounds like something I would never fucking listen to in a million years. Absolute trash.
Songs for anyone but Kath.
Yeah, just
Azalea
garbage.
Banks feet Grimes.
So, and this part was actually confirmed on Twitter. Like, they showed some, like... back and forth between them, and Grimes was like, yeah, I've made some beats. She's coming out to LA to like finish the song or whatever. But according to Azalea Banks, she was just like basically trapped in Elon Musk's house all weekend waiting for Grimes to like come finish this work, and just but was just at Elon Musk's house and was just talking like metric tons of shit about both of them. Yeah. And
while taking like a lot of pictures of like his outlets in his house.
Yeah, I mean, she was just like basically taking pictures so she could write like text over them.
Yeah,
you know, so she has some really like, again, when I say Azalea Banks is talented, I mean she is a lyrical genius. If these roasts of Elon Musk and Grimes are anything to say about it, she called Grimes a dirty sneaker inbred from the woods Pabst pussy bitch. Like, that rules.
She's always been good at, you know.
She's very good at that.
Take people down.
Yeah, so she said that, like, Elon Musk was, like, tweeting while he was on acid. Like, all that stuff about the shorts. Do you see he was, like...
Oh, no. He posted a bunch of weird stuff?
He was just posting a bunch of weird stuff that was, like, jokes about people shorting Tesla stock.
Oh.
But they were just, like...
If I was on acid, I'd make a lot of jokes about the stock market.
I mean, he's a fucking dork. He sucks. So she was saying like Grimes was just trying to do like damage control because Elon Musk was like freaking out because he said all this stuff while he was on acid. And like she basically implied that he was lying about securing funding to take Tesla private, which like, again, this is probably all bullshit, but if it's real, Azalea Banks might have to like testify in court.
Right. That's like a market moving event.
No. That's like, it's securities fraud.
Right.
Is like a lot, like basically people are like, Azalea Banks might get you on Musk's trouble for securities fraud.
She's eligible for whistleblower protection.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like Russell Crowe in The Insider, but only it's Azalea Banks.
Yeah. So it's just like tweets and tweets and tweets and Instagram stories.
I enjoy that she goes in on him for his hair plugs and hairline.
Yep. She absolutely does.
I was also
she says he has pork skin. It's so funny.
Is his family money really from like blood diamonds and shit?
I don't know. I mean, he's a white guy from South Africa, and Azalea Banks is gonna talk about how he's a white guy from South Africa.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I think it's funny because that's like, because her thing was like, they've been babbling to me all weekend. And like, Grimes has been telling me all this shit. I'm like, at what point would she have mentioned that his family money is from like blood diamonds? Like, that doesn't. You guys were at like Earth Cafe. I'm just like, anyway.
Yeah, it's like Blood Diamonds.
It's not great.
Yeah, so it goes into like real Azalea Banks territory where she calls him like a caveman.
Real Azalea Banks hours, yeah.
Yeah, but I just really like thin gray lips and froggy eyelids, ununiformed hair growth pattern, pork skin. It's like really good.
Yeah. It's also like, I mean, when Azalea Banks is like, I was trapped in his house, like, no, you're not. You're an adult.
Yeah. Like,
are you're there an, doorknobs? Like just leave. You can.
You're an adult, and you're like a rich adult, so yeah. Like you can get out. Yeah, you'll like, be fine.
First thing, like open the doors, and then call a Lyft. Yeah. Call a car.
Well, apparently, like she said that like Grimes was trying to buy her a flight back or something.
Yeah, there's like Rock Nation. It was like so weird.
It was very like rich people complaints that I am too poor to understand. Like I don't know what's bad about that, but I just. Pabst Pussy Bitch. It's like so good.
Yeah.
I do think Dirty Sneaker is like a really good insult for like, because I look at Grimes and I'm like, I don't need to see her shoes to be like, she has dirty sneakers.
Yeah. Well, it's like the crusty punk like sort of vibe. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's Grimes.
She's gross.
She's Grimes and up.
I mean, her name is Grimes.
She's grimy.
Yeah. Grime.
Yeah.
Grimy, as she liked to be called. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean... Yeah, it'd be great if there was if the SEC started looking into it. It'd be very funny.
But I would really enjoy it.
At least you have to sit for a deposition because of this.
I feel like being trapped in Elon Musk's house is like, you have a lot of space, actually.
Yeah.
It's probably pretty cool shit in there.
Yeah.
It's like Tony Stark.
I just imagine her
like
sort
Tony
of...
Stark, guys.
Like he's basically Tony Stark.
I'm just imagining her sort of wandering around this mansion aimlessly, like talking shit. But yeah, I like... I don't know. I also like Elon Musk's response to this, which was, I cannot confirm or deny that she was in one of my houses, but I don't know her, which yeah. I really enjoy. Like, I don't know this person.
Yeah. I mean, if you like strip it out, there is like a good chance that like when she said Grimes is going to send her back on a plane that Rock Nation was going to pay for, which I guess is her label. I don't know what her label, but I assume that's it. Like, it does sort of sound like she was like, hey, come record this song. And then Azalea Banks may have started having a bit of a mental breakdown, and she was called Rock Nation and was like, hey, you need to get her the
Can
fuck
you get
out
this woman out of my house?
And then she was like, Blood Diamonds. And you're like, okay.
That's
also pretty relatable. Like, I don't know. I can't confirm or deny whether this person was in one of my homes for multiple days.
Exactly. Yeah.
Who's to say?
This to me also, like, I feel like this bond between Elon Musk and Grimes must be very strong because they have been, since they got together, they have been nothing but PR disasters for one another. Yeah. It's been like all it's just like insane garbage that makes me hate both of them. So they must really love each other.
Yeah, it feels like one of those things where it's like, she like put a finger up his ass and then he's like, I'm going to marry you. Like,
yeah.
You already done that before. Like,
yeah.
That's, I get this weird vibe from it altogether.
And she's just like, I want to be the queen of space. And they have a perfect union. Because she touches his butthole.
Yeah.
Gets up in there. That's on the Spice Channel.
Yeah. The spicy channel. Why not just call it that? This is a spicy channel. Now that's a spicy channel. There's a good name for it.
We've come up with a lot of good nicknames.
We just come up with a name
episode.
For that thing that was been defunct for 20 years or whatever, probably.
Hey, I don't know.
What if we called it a spicy
channel? Well, that made
sense
to me. I thought it was, you know, once the Spice Girls lost popularity, why would it still exist?
That's true. I mean, I do feel like they had charted similar trajectories.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean...
Perhaps they were more related than we think.
No such thing as coincidence. Maybe I'm right. Have you considered that despite all the evidence... Which is the only evidence to the contrary, perhaps. I've cracked.
Are we going
to
keep letting him talk?
Yeah, I'm just letting it kind of peter out.
Yeah. Oh, I'll lose steam quickly.
I think we did it.
We did it, guys.
I think our show's over.
Yeah.
Huh?
Hey, you know probably by now, but we got the Patreon at patreon.com/WhatATimePod. Give us a review on iTunes if you like. Those are the only two things I really think about that are worth plugging. Send us an email, whatatimepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We're on the social media stuff at whatatimepod. I am at Patty Mo on the stuff. Come to Karma. It's Fridays, 8:30, Karma Lounge. I will not be there this Friday, but because I'm going to another wedding. Not a bit.
Wedding Patty.
This guy loves weddings.
Loves them. Party animal.
More like patrimony.
Batrimony also would be a thing that maybe they would say.
The spooky one?
Yeah, like the, and then there's like a bunch of bats. More like
the patrimonial scaramony. Yeah.
More like patrimonyham.
Hey, look at that.
That's my name.
That's me. If you just said that to someone outside of this conversation, yeah, they'd be like, those are nonsense words. Yeah. That's not a pun. That's just...
Me and Patty just squeezed a wine glass so hard the stem cracked.
Yeah.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, very clever.
Eli, do plugs.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Same. I'll be hosting Karma this Friday.
Ooh.
Ooh. I don't think I have too much else coming up. Yeah, I mean, give us a review. Tweet at your friends. Just tell them that that they were mentioned in the latest episode. If they don't listen, just be like, you got mentioned on What a Time.
That's a great idea.
If they're like, what time during it? They'd be like, I wasn't paying attention.
But I heard your name.
The whole thing.
You should probably just subscribe, you know, and just listen from now on to be sure.
Yeah. maybe, you know what? Maybe I was listening to an episode from the future. Maybe that's what it was. You should subscribe.
Yeah.
Let's hear about all the shows.
Okay?
Let's hear about all the shows Kat's on.
Okay. Yeah, I have two coming up, I think. I'm doing a show Saturday the 18th at BK9 at 11:30. It's like after NXT TakeOver because it's like wrestling people.
BK Lounge.
BK Lounge. I was like, oh, is that the name of it? Oh, no, that's the Dan Cook bit. BK9.
Burger King.
It is a Burger King. It's the Burger King in Barclays Center. No, that'll be fun. And then I have a show August 22nd, 8 p.m., Union Hall, called Dark Spots. That'll be really fun. I'm Kath Barbadoro and everything. Also, if you are a wrestling person, we're doing a WrestleSplania meetup at 6 p.m. on Friday at the Wolfhound in Astoria before the Lost New York show. So come through and drink a beer with me. We done?
We're done.
Bye.
Bye.